So we're going to storm the place, yeah? We have to go individually.
Show your COVID test.
I apologise, a lot of people don't need to hear this, but there's a few who might. This is a kind of an odd fight we're in. This is kind of an odd fight we're in, because most of the people involved are women. And I sometimes feel like there's a reluctance to express anger from women. So today I want to talk about how you need to overcome that reluctance and enjoy and take courage from your anger. Sometimes it feels like we've already lost this one. So much has already been taken away. The privacy, safety and dignity that come with single-sex spaces are gone, even to the most vulnerable women. Women in prison or in rape crisis centres or shelters can no longer be certain they are safe. The thrill of competing, the level playing field of women's sports gone, with cheating men in women's categories, stealing their medals, their records, their careers, and worst of all, the threat to children. Dangerous experimental treatments that leave them infertile, depressed, and in need of constant painful correction. All happening in plain sight, with our politicians terrified of challenging the faithful. That sounds familiar to me, as I'm sure it does to you. Ireland is once again offering up its women and children to a religion. A religion cooked up not in the Vatican, the source of so much historic injustice, but in the halls of American universities and the endless show trials that pass for online discourse. The Magdalene laundries are gone, but the priests who ran them and the nuns who collaborated are still with us, using the familiar weapons of faith and shame. So today I want to encourage you to do a single simple thing. Take the anger you feel that all that has already been done in secret so far, and use it, channel it, let it give you the hope and energy you need to fight this. Get angry. Get angry at the politician who allowed self-ID to pass in the dark. Get angry at the school teacher grooming your child into this ideology. Get angry at the press for looking the other way. Angry women are terrifying. Ask any married man, which I used to be. And that's why there's not more men here. They're scared of you because you're angry. That's why television don't dare put a gender-critical feminist on screen, because their anger would make every television in the country explode. You want to see fireworks? Have Colm O'Gorman tell Helen Joyce that trans women are women, that Eddie Izzard is the same sex as her. Have them say it to their faces. They wouldn't dare. They know they wouldn't leave the studio in one piece. Now, some of you may be frightened of your anger. I understand. Mine has got me into a lot of trouble. And the new priests can be pretty frightening. And their demands that you feel shame for standing up for your humanity can be convincing, echoed as they are by the faithful all over social media. So if you ever find it faltering or fading in the face of opposition, you just have to ask yourself a few questions. How many more women should be raped in prison? Not one more. How many young girls should cut off their healthy breasts or take drugs that destroy their sexual pleasure?
Not one more.
How many women should be driven offline, have their livelihoods threatened by young misogynistic men with purple highlights in their hair?
Not one more.
How many more bomb threats delivered to J.K. Rowling will we stand for? Not one more. How many more women should lose a place on a podium or in an awards shortlist taken by a cross-dressing autogynephile?
Not one more.
Don't give an inch. Don't give them an inch. Don't give up a single right that was fought for 100 years ago. It's not enough to resist every new outrage. We have to undo the outrages that have already been committed against you. If you see a unisex changing room, complain. If someone calls you cis, tell them I find that word offensive. And if you see a man that's in a space that's meant for women, speak up, summon up the furies, get that look in your eye that turns every man's blood to ice. Because finally, it's your anger that will win this fight. I get angry all the time and it does nothing because everyone just thinks I'm mad. But if every woman here gets angry and encourages every woman they know to get angry too, then this absurd, incoherent, irrational, misogynistic, homophobic fad will wither and die, and not a moment too soon. Thank you.